Chapter 2. Scootaloo stormed down the dark hallway. She, Sweetie Belle and Apple Bloom had been best friends for as long as she could remember. The three of them had been through so much together. But ever since Lily Moon and her family had shown up, things seemed to be changing and Scootaloo didn't like it. It wasn't that she didn't like Lily Moon. If anything, life in Ponyville had been more interesting than ever since Lily Moon's family moved into the house on Horseshoe Hill. But things between Apple Bloom and Scootaloo were different now, and she wasn't sure what to do about it. Scootaloo jumped as something creaked in the shadows. She might like Lily Moon, but she didn't feel the same about Lily Moon's house. It always felt like some pony was watching you. Scootaloo looked at the framed pictures on the wall as she walked down the hall. There were no photos of Lily Moon and her sister, Amber Moon, as little fillies. No fun family vacation pictures. Instead, there were photos of strange creatures Scootaloo had never heard of hanging next to maps and old newspaper clippings. It looked more like a museum than a home. Something creaked again. Closer this time. "Hello," Scootaloo whispered, but no pony answered. She rolled her eyes. "Come on, Scootaloo, it's just your imagination," she muttered to herself. She made her way down the stairs to the first floor. Something howled in the distance outside. Scootaloo trotted over to a window and stared out at the backyard. The house on Horseshoe Hill was closer to the Everfree Forest than any other house in Ponyville. In fact, technically, it was in the forest, although just barely. Behind the house stood the shadowy hulk of Lily Moon's family's greenhouse, and beyond that stretched the dark wilds of the Everfree Forest. Scootaloo gulped as she studied the backyard. Who knew what kinds of creatures were lurking just outside the window? Creatures looking to make a late-night snack of a small pony who was herself looking for a late-night snack. "What are you doing?" a voice whispered in her ear. "Please don't eat me!" Scootaloo yelled. Startled, she ran as fast as she could right out the back door. She wasn't paying attention to where she was going. She just wanted to get away from whatever was behind her. However, she quickly realised that there could be something just as dangerous outside the house, which meant she wasn't any safer than she had been. Moonlight glinting off smoky green glass caught her eye. Scootaloo changed direction and rushed toward the shelter of the greenhouse. Once inside, she hurried past the reaching leaves and tangled stems of the strange flora toward the back of the greenhouse to find a good hiding spot and glanced behind her to see if she was being followed. She didn't see any pony or any other creature, but just as Scootaloo turned to face forward again, she slammed into a huge ceramic pot and fell backward. The pot and the large feathery plant inside it wobbled. She reached out to keep it from tipping, but it was too late. The pot crashed over, pouring dirt and the feathery plant onto the floor. "Scootaloo," an annoyed voice shouted. "Why are you in my dad's greenhouse in the middle of the night?" Scootaloo knew that voice. It was Amber Moon, Lily Moon's sister. She and Scootaloo did not get along.